Now, the numbers and the assessment that was conducted by FAO and the partners was showing that the conditions that the country is undergoing now in terms of the crisis, plus the fact that Yemen imports even more than 90% of the foodstuffs, the large portion of it, which is wheat, rice, and corn, which is for food and feed. This is usually announced to be the stock for sustain the country for 3-4 months under normal conditions. With the upcoming crisis now, the numbers are completely different, and the stock is completely disturbed in storage places that had been targeted. And add to this that around 13% above the 10 million, we are talking about almost 12 million Yemenis, are becoming food insecure under these conditions, which is really an important and a critical situation that the international community should be considering.
And the report highlights disruption in the markets. Can you elaborate more on what's happening there?
You know, in several places, several governorates in Yemen, there have been places used mainly for stocking, for storing wheat, for example, which is the largest portion imported. These warehouses have been targeted by bombing, and accordingly, the local markets and local middlemen and traders have been increasing the prices of flour, and this is important material that used daily by most of the Yemenese families. And this has been registered to be increasing in the prices from one place to the other, but it has been tremendously increased relatively to the situation that was, let's say, 3-4 weeks before the crisis.
What is FAO doing to support those in need?
One of the critical issues that we should consider, and for the international community who is hearing us, to learn that the situation is very dynamic, that people are really moving, displaced from one place to the other, which is a very critical situation. And have in mind that 75% of the population living in rural areas, and as long as most of the areas has been targeted, it means that this has been creating a sort of a dynamic process where most of the time it's difficult to identify the IDPs, the internally displaced people and families. This is one of the difficulties that we are facing. Still, we are running now an assessment collectively with different partners and NGOs in the different governorates so that we can further update the information about those IDPs and to be able really to make whatever possible support that can be done. And now for us, for example, we have been already starting to deliver some agricultural inputs, major inputs, even seeds, fertilizers, even livestock assets to be distributed to the farmers and at least 2 governorates. And we were planning for another 2 governorates. That some difficulties are faced related to the security conditions, of course, the availability of fuel, to the movement and the access most of the time. However, we are committed and we confirm that we are trying our best really to be consistent, even supporting the Minister of Agriculture and the colleagues and different governorate to be able to deliver as much as possible services that can be very critical to the farming communities and to the IDPs as well.
What needs to be done going forward? Where should the emphasis be placed?
Now, the water issue in Yemen is very critical, as everybody knows, and also whatever can be coordinated on 2 levels, one from remotely and one on the ground. On the ground, everything related to food security is being coordinated by the FAO, as we are co-leading the cluster for food security. And as I said, we are in the middle of an assessment. We hope that is going to be soonest, announced and released about the results of this assessment related to the identifications of the most vulnerable. And we are really continuing as much as possible activities that can reduce the crisis impact on the farmers' communities as well as the IDPs and different regions and areas of Yemen.